In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We, in today's Gospel, have a continuing account of the betrayal of our Lord by Judas Iscariot. And it says in the Scripture that after Judas took the morsel, Satan entered into him. And some people have misunderstood this to mean that Judas was possessed. Not the case. Judas was not a demoniac, though Judas hearkened to the temptation that Satan had made and allowed him to determine his action. Probably the best way to view this is if you go to our cathedral and you look at the Stations of the Cross up there. I prefer the traditional Stations of the Cross, but they have a station there with Judas betraying Jesus, and there's like a mask of the devil behind Judas whispering into his ear. And I think that describes the meaning of this scripture probably better than anything else. We also see Simon Peter, again Peter, who never had an unexpressed thought in his entire life, say, "Why can't I follow you?" Not realizing where Jesus is going. Where is Jesus going? He is going to suffer and to die and to be buried. And he's going to be martyred. And Peter, too, will be martyred, though not yet. And Peter say, "I want to go now." He says, "No, you can't go now. You're going to deny me three times." And he did. Yet another reminder that the apostles are not these perfect men who were selected because they were perfect in all things, but rather they're kind of like us, imperfect, and yet God made them perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.